耶和华是全地的大君王。
Yahweh is the great king of all the earth.
这篇短短的诗篇宣告这样的一个很重要的事实。
So this very short psalm actually proclaims a very important fact that we just read about.
也当然可以对我们今天宣教主日给我们很好的这个帮助跟引导。
And certainly it's a good guide for us on the Mission Sunday.
在这里诗人要万民，万民不单单是以色列民，都要向神欢呼歌颂。
So the psalmist here wants all people, not just the Israelites, to shout out with cries of joy and to sing praises.
在第一节里面还有一句很特别的话，他说， 用夸胜声音向神呼喊。
And suddenly, as it's captured in verse 1, it says, shout to God with cries of joy.
也许有人以为说，我们长老中在敬拜的时候不应该这么热情。
Perhaps some of us feel that we should not be too expressive when we are worshiping.
我有一些这些话，只是要提点一下，我们好好看圣经。今天我们有很多自己方方面面、规规矩矩的东西，也不一定是那么的绝对。
And I think Reverend Changlong have a few pointers in terms of how we should approach the Bible when we're studying the passage. And certain biases that we have might not be as accurate as it should be.
在这两年的疫情，我所这个教的这个课的时候，
So over the past 2 years, lessons that Reverend Changlong has been teaching,
我一直强调我们要重新好好读圣经。
Reverend Chang has emphasized that we have to actually refocus on the Bible when we're studying the Bible.
在比较我们在教会传统里面已经形成很多的一些观念、一些想法，是不是是那么绝对的？
And again, whether some of the biases or some of the preconceptions we have that we have accumulated over the years, whether they are actually perhaps as absolute as they should be.
尤其是透过很多诗歌传下来的。
And certainly as we look at what has been taught by the psalmist over the years.
诗歌,
hymns over the years.
因为诗歌比较容易感染我们。
Certainly I think we are often touched by the praise songs and the hymns that we sing.
要是读圣经我们觉得非常的枯燥。
And certainly perhaps it's dry when we're reading the Bible.
但是我们不能够避免。
But it's something that we cannot avoid.
这里诗人说, 要向神欢呼，向神歌颂。
Here the psalmist reminds us that we have to shout to God with cries of joy and to sing praises.
为什么呢？
And why should we do that?
不会动，麻烦你。为什么呢？
Why is that so?
诗人自己给了这样的理由，第三跟第四节。
And the psalmist has given us two reasons captured in verses 3 and 4.
他说他叫万民伏在我们以下，又叫列邦伏在我们脚下。他为我们选择产业，就是他所爱的雅各的荣耀。It
says, He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved.
当然，第五、第六、第七、第八、第九，那里还是一直有提到为什么耶和华是全地的大君王。
Certainly, I think as captured in the rest of the psalm, it does remind us again why God is the king, the great king of all the earth.
但是在这里呢，这两节可能叫我们感觉到有点不舒服。And
perhaps we were somewhat discomforted by these two verses that we are looking at here.
他说，第三节他说，他叫万民伏在我们以下，又叫列邦伏在我们脚下。这个我们是指以色列民。
Again, here it says, He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet, and here by us or our is referring to the Israelites.
我们知道说今天如果教会再讲这样的话，会引起很多人，或者说全部的人都会反感的。
I think if the church, if this is the message that the church is communicating today, I think we'll be getting or hearing a lot of discontent among people around us.
就是说，如果再把神跟某一个民族或者是某一个国家完全等于等同，然后呢，其他国家因为我们信这个神，你要来服我们，今天一定引起全世界任何一个 地方一定都反感的。
I think, again, if we're trying to communicate this message that the God that we worship reigns over all the other nations, certainly we'll hear a lot of discontent among people around us.
而偏偏我们基督教就是有这样的历史。
And again, this is indeed the history of Christianity for us.
我们就是有这样的记录。
And this is again a record that we've been studying.
这个是事实。
And this is again a fact.
我们不需要否认。
And it's something we cannot refute.
也不需要去用解释。
And it's not something that we need to explain either.
在我过去几十年碰到跟尤其是非信徒传福音，但是他们提这样的事情，我每次都承认说这个是教会的错。
And again, Reverend Changlan, over the years, as particularly is evangelizing to non-believers, and when this is discussed, Reverend Changlan has admitted that this is indeed at the fault of the church.
而当我认错之后呢，我们就不需要再争执下去了，我们还可以继续讲耶稣。
Again, after we just admit that it's our wrongdoing, we can just move on and just continue to just talk about Jesus.
那么你说这个诗人是不是犯我们教会过去两千年来一样的错呢？
Can you say that this psalmist actually is committed the same error of just like the church did over the last 2,000 years?
我的理由是不是。
And certainly, I don't think that's the case.
但是如果你单单断章取义，或者单单只读这一篇诗的话
，But however, if you're only looking at this psalm or this verse in isolation,
那我们知道说，圣经它从来就不是要人呢单单只读一节或者是读一章。
Again, we know that the Bible does not want us to. God doesn't want us just look at the Bible in isolation or a verse in isolation.
但是教会却常常这么做。
But oftentimes, as a church, we just lift up verses and look at verses in isolation.
当我们前前后后把甚至整个旧约看在一起的时候
，And if we actually study this in the context holistically in the context of the Old Testament, for instance,
或者我们先回到这篇诗篇，很可能出现在什么时候？唱的用的。
And again, if we look at the context, perhaps as to when the psalm was used, how it was, why it was performed, how it was performed.
今天我们比任何时候更需要重新再对各种事情原来是什么，我们要做这样认真的这样的一个了解。
Again, I think particularly in the days and times that we live in, I think it's important for us to reassess. And look at how we actually study the passages.
长智慧接下来一年每一个月委托我跟大家一起重新了解长老宗是怎么一回事。
And again, the sessions has entrusted Reverend Changlan to actually study this in more detail in the year to come.
我们必须要深入的重新了解我们自己的过去。
And again, we have to again reassess and reevaluate our past in closer detail.
就拿今天。这一节经文来，我们就可以看到它的重要跟它的这个好处。
And again, if we just look at this verse that we are studying this morning, we can see the significance of this that we are studying.
在一些的圣经里面有提到说，这个诗篇四十七篇是这个所谓可拉后裔的诗。
Again, this psalm that we are studying, Psalm 47, is amongst a few of the psalms supposedly written by the sons of Korah.
那么可拉的后裔或者是可拉。是谁呢
？And who exactly are the sons of Korah? Who was Korah?
那么根据历代自上至下所给我们的这个资料
，Again, according to the records of First and Second Chronicles,
他是属于利未支派的。
Again, he was a part of the Levites.
那么大卫是大卫设立唱诗班的。
And again, he was the choir under King David.
之前呢没有唱诗班的以色列人敬拜。
And previous to that, actually, they would when the Israelites worship, they did not have choirs who worship with them.
所以这个可能是在大卫的时候的一个圣殿敬拜的一个场合。
Again, this was again taken in the context of the worship setting under King David.
当然，如果你去翻查这个诗篇研究的话，有很多学者有很多其他的这个理论。但是呢，这些都不能够证实。曾经在过去三十年呢，非常的流行过。
Again, if we studied, look at the commentaries from different scholars who have studied Psalms, certainly they have different viewpoints, but this cannot be substantiated, and this has been done over the last 30 years or so.
我们还是根据经文。
And again, we have to go back to the passage.
以及我们根据我们最可能可以根据的资料。
And again, this is the most reliable source of information that we have.
然后我们也不要讲太多。
And again, it's something that we should not to read too much into it.
所以这个很可能是大卫的时候的圣殿敬拜的一个颂赞。
Again, this is perhaps a worship song that was used in the temple, a worship during the reign of King David.
这我们就能够明白为什么会出现第三节，而且尤其是第四节更帮助我们了解为什么会出现第三节。
Again, if you look at these two verses in tandem, you would perhaps appreciate more why these two verses were there to begin with.
我们知道说以色列人是来到大卫的时候呢，才把他四周围的这个敌人呢平定下来。
Again, as we looked at the history of the Israelites, certainly we were aware that Israel actually managed to have most of the enemies around them under their feet under the reign of King David.
而还可以在耶路撒冷呢设立是这个皇宫，甚至后来呢在耶路撒冷建圣殿。
Again, we knew that there was actually during the reign of King David was when the palace was built and so was the temple.
所以你想在这样的一个情况底下，在大卫的这样的一个时代一个情形，那么这时候敬拜神的话，一定会为着这样，我们今天可以这样，我们感谢上帝。
Again, if you think of it, in the context of David's era back then, when you worship God, this is indeed what you'd be worshiping Him in that context.
但是如果你比较古代近东其他的一些国家有种类似的情形的时候呢？其实那个神明呢只是衬托而已，最后来是要表达这个君王的丰功伟业或者是他的这个成就。
Again, certainly as we look at you know, how God was worshipped over other eras, ultimately this is what we'll go back to, that God was king over all the earth.
这些资料都找得到的，你只要找一些 ancient Near East 的这个所谓 text 就有了。
And this is again something that we can refer back to in terms of history and text under of an Asian Near East.
但是在这边，你看整卷诗，它强调的是耶和华你是全地的王。
Again, this psalm emphasized that Yahweh was the great king of all the earth.
而不是我大卫是这时候我是全地的王。
And it's not about David being presiding over all of Israel.
是你全地的王呢，使到我们以色列人这个这么小小的，竟然呢，我们能够成国。
Again, it was Yahweh being the great king of all the earth, which allowed Israel, the small nation, to become a nation in and of itself.
凭什么可以这样讲呢？
And well, how can he actually say that?
第四节。
And in verse 4.
他为我们选择产业，就是他所爱的雅各的荣耀。
He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loved.
这一简单的这一句话，我们要从创世纪十二章一直读到撒母耳记下。
Again, this is something we have to study from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, all the way to 2 Samuel.
我们就能够明白，吃回去，就能够明白这一句话。为什么是这样说的？
And then we will actually understand the context as to how this verse came about.
这里是在见证耶和华上帝这样一个全地的王，使到我们这样一个弱小渺小的这一个族群呢，竟然可以这时候呢成为一个国，并且能够克服四周围的敌人。
Again, this is attesting to the fact that Yahweh, being the great king of all the earth, allowing this small nation Israel to conquer the nations around them.
他要表达的是这个。
And this is what they were trying to express.
是一个感恩。
And it's a thanksgiving.
他不是要拿这个来做一个处事表说，所以呢，我们大英大不列颠帝国呢，我们可以统治你。
And it's not about a brag by Israel that we could indeed conquer everyone around us.
我讲这句话有根据的。
And I guess it's based on the fact.
我以前曾经提过，我在英国的这个博物馆里面看到一幅画。
Again, Reverend Tang has shared in the past that at the British Museum, when he visited England,
是非洲的这个使团到英国的皇宫里面去朝贡。
And again, this was a painting that Reverend Tang had seen that was actually provided by, I think, the African nations when they visited Britain back then.
然后当时的女王就对着那一群非洲来的使团说。
And the queen back then said to the visitors from Africa,
你知道什么原因使我们英国这么强大的?
She asked, do you know why, what actually made England great?
是因为那本书,
because it's that book,
圣经,
the Bible.
信徒看到这个一定非常感谢荣耀主。
And suddenly we hear that, we, you know, we rejoice and we give thanks to God.
我看了我不是滋味。
And it,
我不是滋味。
Oh, it's not something that I feel self.
没关系, 你用英文讲, 英文的讲法讲。
So,
okay, 不用紧。 我想, 你这么强大, 你就来非洲, 来统治, 来殖民我们。
So you would think that since you are so great, you would try to cross oceans and try to conquer us and our nations in Africa.
圣经哪里有说?
Is this actually this recorded in the Bible?
但是坦白说, 我们今天教会, 我们也会觉得, 呀, 是啊, 荣耀归于主, 信主就会使我们强大, 伟大, 进步。
And often,
这没错。
And oftentimes now in this day and age when we worship God, we think, oh, because we worship God, we give God glory, God will make us great. And that indeed is not wrong either.
然后接下来去统治别人吗?
But do we actually take the next step and say we'll conquer someone else?
这里绝对不是这样说的。
And this is not the essence of the verse here.
他只是在感谢感恩自己可以这个时候在巴勒斯坦有个立足点。
And it is just more a point of thanksgiving that was given by the nation of Israel.
下一章。 因为我们在圣经里面很清楚看到 上帝让以色列成国 他有另外的意思。 很清楚的 创世纪12章2节3节。
We can actually saw that when Yahweh actually created this nation of Israel, there's certain other intention that he had in mind.
上帝甚至拣选以色列民，这个拣选不是一个特别优待，不是一个因为我不要其他人了，不是。Again,
God chose Israel not because he it was a special treatment that he disregarded anyone else.
而是我要在你身上示范给人家看，然后呢，最终我要使地上万族因你得福。
He wants to demonstrate to the world that through Israel, that through Israel, everyone else, all nations, all people will get blessings.
今天我们来看一看，基督教国家曾经真的是叫万民得福吗？
But if you actually look at the times that have transpired, are the Christian nations indeed actually giving other nations blessings?
那教会也把这个福把它灵异化，变成这个属灵的福，是指以后将来永生。
And again, I think the church interpret that as blessings that will come in the future, prospectively. And again, this is not what is discussed or recorded in the Bible. The Bible talks about the current time, the present time that we can all live well.
所以我们有理由相信刚才那一句话不是要来 让以色列人找到说我有神做后盾，我可以打败你们。
And again, we look back to the verse we studied just now. It's not about we have a strong backing in God, and therefore we will be able to defeat you.
下一章，这首诗也可能不是可能，相当肯定，一定是在另外一个时候来读的。
And again, this psalm was read in another setting as well.
就是当以色列人亡国，甚至呢被放弃在其他地方的时候。
This was when Israel was held captive or was in exile.
历代志上9章19节给我们有这样的一个资料。
And again, this was captured in 1 Chronicles chapter 9.
可拉的后裔他们后来回国重建圣殿，然后参与圣殿敬拜。
And we knew that the descendants of Korah returned to the Promised Land and actually rebuilt the temple.
那刚才我说。 圣经从来就没有一章单独或者是存在的，它是一在一卷里面。诗篇42到46，你看得出是一整组的，并且是在整个诗篇里面。Again,
we know that Psalm 42 to 46 again is should be read in holistically, and is again part of the Book of Psalms.
所以在以色列人亡国之后，然后再有机会重新敬拜，然后用这首诗敬拜的时候，什么意思呢？
Again, after Israel, after Judah was, after Judah,
亡国了，灭亡了，回来了。
So after Judah was lost his nation, was exiled and returned to the ancestral land.
我们看下一章。 他敬拜的时候，他的重点是我们来尊耶和华为全地的王，然后呢，我们呢可以做亚拉伯拉罕之神的名。Again,
the focus of the worship then is that Yahweh is the God of the great King of all the earth. Then all people can be the people of Abraham.
照理。 这个时候的犹太人应该心里面充满着仇恨，充满着愤怒，充满着不满。道理应该是这样的。
I guess in theory, if you think about the what they have just gone through, the Israelites back then should actually be filled with resentment, and which you would not be rejoicing and crying out with joy.
但是这首诗歌却说：“万民啊，我们一起来，我们甚至来一起成为亚伯拉罕的子民。”
But actually, this psalm and this psalm reminds us that indeed they were joyful, and all people would become people with Abraham.
你们是侵犯我们，你们是侵略我们，你们是攻打我们，我们是亡国奴。什么时候，我们现在一起来敬拜这位神呢？
I guess all people would become God, people of God of Abraham. How is that even possible when they were previously at war?
所以我说，我们要仔细读圣经。
And therefore, Reverend Talon says we have to study the Bible in detail.
你看到说圣经里面一种不同的眼界、不同的胸襟、不同的一种事情的看法。
Again, we often know that the Bible looks at things from a very different perspective from us.
这个可拉的后裔没有带着民族、没有带着国家的仇恨情绪，他是说我们大家一起来尊耶和华为大君王。
Again, the sons of Korah did not come to this with their own biases, with their own resentment, but rather all people would be worshiping as the people of God of Abraham. Oftentimes, I think we feel that it's difficult to evangelize and to the people around us. Back in the 80s, we felt that it was actually relatively easy to evangelize.
尤其是向中国人传福音。
And particularly to the Chinese.
因为当时中国改革开放，
because back then China was in the midst of reopening.
国家也非常希望说跟世界、跟西方接轨。
And the country back at the time was actually very willing or had every intention to re-engage or to engage with the West.
在教会里面就有一卷很流行的一个所谓传福音的一个信息。
And again, the church had a very popular message that was commonly used in that process.
信耶稣是好的。
Believing in Christ is good.
你看西方因为有基督教，所以这么文明、这么强大、这么发达。
And you see that, how is that so? The West, because they believe in Jesus, look at how developed they are, how wealthy they are.
我告诉你，我听了也是不次味道。
Again, this is something that Reverend Tan found quite distasteful.
所以为什么你在洗莲堂？ 你听不到这种东西，我不会介绍这种东西给你。
And this is certainly not the message that we preach here.
你想一想今天。
If you think about the times we live in today.
就讲过去两年的整个世界局势的变化。
And think about just the landscape that has been changing over the last 2 years.
以及西方跟中国现在产生的矛盾。
And the struggles and conflicts between the West and the East or China.
这几天在香格里拉酒店的那个对话。
Again, this Shangri-La dialogue that's been ongoing in Singapore the last few days.
没有人再对西方产生一种欣赏正面的情绪了。
And certainly, you can see that this positive affinity that perhaps the Asians have for the West in the past no longer actually is evident here anymore.
那你说很难传福音了吗？
Do you say that therefore it's difficult to evangelize?
不会。
I don't think so.
看你传什么福音。
It depends on the message you're trying to communicate.
看我们在传一个怎么样的神，是传一个西方基督教的神。
If we're trying to evangelize a God, a Western God,
当然就很难传。
Certainly, it's going to be incrementally more difficult.
这边是传全地的大君王。
But here, what we are preaching is a great King of all the earth.
下一章。重点是 神是全地的王，而且要用悟性歌颂。
I think the key point here is Yahweh is the great king of all the earth, and we have to praise with prudence and understanding.
我们根据是七节八节。
And it's captured in verse 7 and 8.
什么意思呢？下一章是全地的王，不是某一个宗教的神，不是基督教的神。
Again, Yahweh is the great king of all the earth. It's not just a god of a particular religion or faith.
不是天主教的神，不是东正教的神。
It's not just a god of a Catholic, for the Catholics or the Christians.
在过去的六个幸福小组，我们都一直跟我们的朋友说，这本圣经出现的时候，这些什么教、什么教、什么教都还没有出现呢。
Again, over the last six sessions for the Happiness Cells, we have been sharing with our friends that, again, the Bible that we're studying today, when this was first recorded, again, all these denominations were not present back then.
尤其是手上的旧约。
Particularly if we look at the Old Testament.
旧约圣经是一个旧约圣经的时候。
Again, the era of the Old Testament.
它是犹太人的经的经书。
Again, it's the books that the Jews study.
严格上讲起来，那时候犹太教还没有出现。
Again, to be strict about definitions, Judaism actually was not present back then either.
叫他是这个民族的神，对。
So it's true to say that he is the God of the nation of Israel.
而这里说要用悟性歌颂。
But here it says we have to praise with prudence and understanding.
当我们好好了解旧约的时候
，and if we truly understand the Old Testament,
我们却发现到说，耶和华上帝不是只是以色列的神。
We would recognize that Yahweh is not only the God of Israel.
从创世纪他说我是全世界的。
From the book of Genesis, he has already said he is the God of all the earth.
我们一直告诉人家你来信基督教的神。
We often tell people come and trust and believe in this God of for Christians.
而现在这个时候这句话有很多很多的情绪在里面。
And certainly, I think if we use that phrase in this day and age, it comes with other baggages.
但是我们说，我们是来信全地的主。
But here we say that we are here to believe in the great king of all the earth.
而且我们还要了解事情是怎么样的，用悟性歌颂。
Again, we have to understand who and why we are worshiping. We have to worship with understanding and prudence.
我们看创世纪第一章、第二章。
If you look at the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and 2.
我们看以赛亚书六十五章。
If you look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 65.
我们看到说耶和华上帝还有以赛亚书二章等等很多都是要做他本来就是全地的主。
Again, it's captured in the book of Isaiah chapter 2 as well that he intended to be the great king of and great God of all the earth.
他不是某一个宗教的主，不是某一个民族的主，他本来就是我们的天父上帝。
He's not just a territorial God, he's not a God for a certain faith, he is a heavenly father.
是的，今天我们带着很多很多的西方基督教，我们这个是历史，这个也不一定是我们的包袱，只要我们好好去处理一下，包袱要整理的啊。
So the baggages, some of these preconceived notions about Christianity, we have to manage and deal with.
我们也不能够说这些不好的我不要啊，不可以这样的。加尔文说不能这样的。
Again, we cannot just discard what we do not like. We have just have to manage and deal with them.
但是呢，我们怎么样呢？不要再继续把这个不恰当的呢带给人。
But I think what is important is that we cannot continue to communicate this message as incorrect.
我们重新看到原来你是谁，你这位神是谁。
And we see that the true identity of this God that we're worshiping, who exactly is He?
特别在今天这样一个这么复杂的时代的里面。
Again, in this complex world that we are living in, this is particularly important.
我们看下一章。再一章，没有了吧？对 ，OK。你不觉得，如果今天我们都肯降服在一个全地的主的话
？And if you think we are all willing to live under this God of all authority.
什么叫做全地的主？
Great king of all the earth.
我们回到创世纪第一章。
And look back to Genesis chapter 1.
启示录最后的两章。
The last two chapters of the book of Revelations.
全地的主做全地的主是要人在全地上都被尊重，都被好好的过丰盛的生活。
That being the great king of all the earth, he wants all people of the earth to be able to live with honor and to actually to live a bountiful, fruitful life.
我每次翻到创世纪第一章、第二章、启示录最后两章，我一看到乌克兰的时候。
Again, whenever Reverend Tan looks at the first two chapters of the book of Genesis, the last two books of the book of Revelation, if you look at Ukraine today,
你看现在的乌克兰，或者接下来它会变成什么？
If you look at the Ukraine of today and what actually could transpire from here on,
我没有去过这个地方，我是在图片上看到，是很美的一个地方。
Certainly, for those who have been there, or those who have not, if you look at just photos, you know that this was a beautiful place.
创世纪说，上帝把地给我们来治理看守，不是只是环保而已。
So Genesis reminded us that God has given us this land to manage, and it's not just about being environmentally friendly.
你看看今天曾经或者还是基督教国家的这些领袖，现在怎么样处理治理这块地？
If you look at leaders of Christian nations of the past, how they are actually going about managing this land that God has entrusted us with.
而非常讽刺的，我知道一些人不喜欢听我讲这个，那一个被基督教长期污蔑成为甚至魔鬼撒旦的那些共产之地，你看看人家怎么生活。
Again, if you look at how perhaps some of the other non-Christian or communist countries, how they have been living their lives.
现在整个欧洲。
You look at Europe today.
美洲。
And look at the Americas.
英国。
Look at the UK.
怎么样治理这些地？
How do they actually manage the land that they have been entrusted with?
就是因为不以耶和华是全地的大君王。
It's because they did not regard Yahweh as the great king of all the earth.
所以如果信耶和华是全地的大君王，才真正缓冲今天的这个人的问题。
I think if you only when you trust and believe that Yahweh is the great king of all the earth, will a lot of the issues that we are looking at today be dealt with.
但是中当宗教跟某一个民族跟某一个国家挂钩，变成是他的专利品的时候，当然那个是灾难。
Again, this becomes problematic and disastrous when we take that as being exclusive to certain nations or certain faith.
是的，大卫的时候看到神让大卫平定天下。
And we suddenly saw that Yahweh actually allowed King David to actually put create peace on earth around them.
但是不要忘记，也是神使到犹大国灭亡。
Again, do not forget that God also allowed Judah to run into demise.
到头来，神是主，神是王，才是重点。
I think the key is Yahweh is God, Yahweh is King. This is something we have to be mindful of.
这个是我们可以继续去见证、去传扬的福音，而且的是有丰富的这个内容的。
Again, this is something that we should continue to witness, continue to evangelize with, and certainly this content that we know is bountiful.
在这里，我呼吁弟兄姐妹来报名参加，用幸福小组传福音。
Again, here we strongly encourage our brothers and sisters to enroll in the Happiness Cells as a vehicle to evangelize.
你向你的区牧或者是向总区牧韦康牧师来报名。
And certainly, please indicate to your pastoral team, to a pastoral team, to your interest.
讲到传福音，不是叫你一个人单打独斗，然后你很会讲，你讲的来龙去脉，不是。
So when we talk about evangelism, it's not about one's eloquence. You're just on your own, using a clip to preach.
是一个团队。
Again, Happiness Cell is a team.
而且他前前后后用很多其他的事情配合。
And certainly it's supported by actually well-established infrastructure.
那么每一个人你都有可能发挥，你都有可能能够参与跟学习跟付出的。
And certainly each of us will have opportunity to actually participate, to contribute and to help.
如果你不相信你就报名，我们就让事实给你看。
Again, if you do not believe this, please sign up, and we will actually prove the proof is in the pudding.
我带了六组，现在还有第七组的幸福小组。
Reverend Tang has led six happiness cells, and a seventh will be impending.
我可以告诉大家，任何一个人都可以参加的。
And I can tell you for a fact that each and every one of us, any one of us, can and should participate.
我希望你今天就向你的区牧或者是总区牧韦康牧师，你只要说我愿意，我不知道怎么样，你报上名来，我们使到你能够宣讲 参与。正如刚才引领长老说，宣教是我们理所当然的身份跟定位。
Again, we strongly encourage you to indicate to your zone pastors or to Reverend Wei Kang of your interest. As Elder Leaning had said earlier, this mission is actually a essential part of our life.
你不要担心。
And do not be afraid.
因为我们传的是全地的大君王。
Because the message we'll be communicating is that Yahweh is the great king of all the earth.
是世界的主。
And it's he reigns over all the earth.
不是基督教的主。
Again, it's not just the God for the Christians.
不是长老中的主。
And it's not just God for the elders.
或者是犹太人的主。
Or for the Jews.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，感谢你。你是全地的主。你也是主耶稣基督，不单单复兴更新以色列民，重新成为你的子民，你也成为非犹太人的主。保罗说，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，这福音本是上帝的大能。愿你在我们的身上成就这福音传扬的美事，不论我们是金器、银器、瓦器，都叫我们在你手中成为贵重的器皿。感谢主，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们以感恩的心来奉献。